And with that long-distance introduction all the way from New York City, you and I begin our begin, Rosemary.
You put it so romantically.
How about a song?
By you.
All right. You got those eyes of blue, kisses too. I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me, way high. Just can't imagine that you love me. But after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love, that you're in love with me. Rosie, since we're doing a bit here about soft drinks and cans for our sponsor, U.S. Steel, suppose we divide our efforts.
What do you mean, Bing?
Well, you talk to the ladies. I'll communicate with the men folk.
Okay. You ladies will like soft drinks in cans because they're so easy to pack in your picnic cooler and because they save so much space.
Men get canned soft drinks because there's no deposit, no returns.
You ladies will like canned soft drinks because they're so light in weight, so easy to carry with you on picnics and such.
Men, be smart. Now get soft drinks in cans. No deposit, no return.
And you'll like the way cans seal in every bit of a soft drink's flavor and sparkle.
Men get canned soft drinks. No deposits, no returns.
Bing, aren't you sort of stuck on one point?
I'm kind of hung up.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on the point of no returns.
Come to think of it, I'll bet lots of gals buy soft drinks in cans because there are no returns.
Ladies, get soft drinks in cans and have many happy no returns.
Anyone with the right approach could have won you without a coach. It just happened to happen to me. Each young girl with a grain of sense could have tumbled down your defense. It just happened to happen to me. By my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. You fell in love with me. You passed by my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. It happened that you fell.
Hold
to Just a Mow here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
We now call upon Buddy Cole, the international keyboard favorite.
Oh, I love it. Is that what he is?
That's what he
is. Well, let's hear from the international keyboard favorite and his little favorites.
Looks like you're on by popular acclaim, Bud. Maybe something from your Ingenuity and Sound album.
You know, friends, we've been kidding around here a great deal about how to raise pets. You know, whether you should pamper them or not. So today I'd like to report a case called The Case of the Pampered Parrot.
That sounds Perry Mason-ish.
No, Perry doesn't even figure in this, but a Mexican yellowhead parrot of Batavia, New York does.
A Mexican yellowhead parrot of Batavia, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Parrot got caught away from Mexico, didn't it?
Oh, he's a traveler, this kid, yeah. Anyway, according to Mrs. Frank L. Reinhardt, her Polly is really a pampered pet.
Does she get caviar on her crackers?
You're warm. Not quite. This Polly starts her day with buttered toast.
Yeah?
No coffee or orange juice?
Apparently not. It seems she doesn't order that. Just the toast. Polly's diet also includes mashed potatoes, freshly roasted peanuts, celery, tangerines, carrots, and fresh bread.
Must be fresh, huh?
Oh, yes. And it's the custom of this parrot to have a dish of ice cream before going to bed.
Hey, this parrot's a gourmet, isn't it?
Reputed to be one of the greatest. Now get this, Ken. They believe this parrot is 60 years old.
Well, that just shows what good food can do for you.
And pampering.
Yes.
Sure. Anyway, that's the case of the pampered parrot of Batavia, New York, belonging to Mrs. Frank L. Reinhardt. Oh, yes. I forgot to mention this Polly likes to take a bath. Matter of fact, when you bathe her, she says, I like.
Maybe keeping clean has something to do with longevity, too,
it
huh?
It could be very important. And our Mexican yellow-headed friend also whistles like she's calling for a dog. She cries like a baby.
I'd say it's a mighty handy bird to have around the house.
Man, but what an appetite. And just imagine that bird's been freeloading like that for 60 years.
Well, there's nothing too good for a good pet.
Say, I wonder if we shouldn't sing a song now for Polly up there in Batavia, New York.
I think that'd be a nice thing to do. Either that or we could send up a basket of fruit, some roasted peanuts or something.
The way you wear your hat.
The way you sip your tea. The memory of all that.
No, no. They can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams.
Oh, it's really one, ain't it?
The way you sing off key.
For me?
Not constantly. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again. On the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife.
The way we dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no. They can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Dance till three. The way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Headed for?
Right now, I'm headed for my little grass shack.
In Beverly Hills?
Oh, no, in Kalakakua, Hawaii.
Have a nice trip.
Oh, I'll be back, and I'll bring you a picocky lay and maybe an ashtray, too, from the Outrigger Club. Would you like one of those?
Sweet.
And a shell you can put your ear in
near
the sea.
The ocean.
Woo-hoo.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the commies and wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear old guitars playing on the beach at Ho'onanau. I can hear Hawaiian saying, Akomo mai no ka'ua I ka hale wale ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. Such a grand old place, always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I wanna go back to my fishing port. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakahua, Hawaii. Where the huma huma nuka nuku apuawa go swimming by. Thank you. Ancona. Such a grand old place, always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I wanna go back to my fishing port. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the Hoomanukanukuapua go swimming by. Where the Hoomanukanukuapua go swimming by.
When company comes to your house, you go out of your way to please them. The United States Travel Service is encouraging company from foreign countries to visit America. You can win new friends for yourself and your country by showing foreign visitors real American hospitality and courtesy. Our nation's company is your company, too.
Emotions when it comes to loving you. I know I shouldn't like the things you shouldn't do, but if you were perfect, it wouldn't be the same. To a tiger is not a tiger if he's tame. But when you're near me, I am happy just alone with you. But when you're far away from me, I'm awfully blue. You're the bitter and the sweet combined, so what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you. Bitter and the sweet combined, so what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over.
Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.